Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Today is a holy day where we ruin a marriage, maybe?
We'll get his side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate to be.
I think the reason I was hesitating is because I don't think we are.
Is it a marriage?
No, we can't ruin anything. I don't think we have Eric and Jessica today, and they are no longer married.
Oh. We did it!
Come on!
And they have a disagreement about dating again, and their daughter.
Eric wins the toss here. Eric.
Yeah.
Tell us your side of this story. What's going on?
Yes, I mean, thank you guys for one, but here we are, another great situation. Look, I have a little daughter. Her name's Avery. She's 3 years old. Love her very much. We split custody, and you know, like, that journey can be, as I'm sure a lot of parents know, that journey's really hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And Avery told me recently that Jessica, her mom, is spending a lot of time on her phone and computer talking to men, to other guys. And I think it's way too soon, and one, she shouldn't be doing that in front of Avery. I don't know how much, like, you want to say before we actually get into, like, let's talk about it, but, like, that's the situation.
How long have you guys been divorced?
We've been divorced for, like, a year and a half.
Okay.
Okay, and so you don't want her to date, or you don't want her to date in front, like, what do you want?
She should not be introducing new people to Avery.
Okay.
Or talking to men in front of Avery. At least not yet. Not until she's, like, in a serious relationship, which I certainly hope she's not already.
Okay. I mean, a year and a half, it's been a while.
Therapists are weird with that kind of thing.
And what would a therapist say?
You can't have a...
specific timeline that everyone has to follow.
I had a therapist literally tell me I was not allowed to.
Well, that's a terrible therapist.
I agree. They were like, you're not allowed to sleep with anybody or date anybody for at least a year. And I was like, I was only married 9 months. What do you want?
Yeah,
I'm definitely probably going to sleep with one of the girls in the lobby.
Okay. Well, that, little, okay. That's okay. So wounded. I agree. Eric is slacker.
Sorry. Eric, can I ask you a question that maybe you don't want to answer on the radio? Are you dating?
I mean, yeah, yes, I've like had a few dates, but certainly not in front of my daughter.
Is Jessica dating in front of your daughter? I don't know if I'm getting that.
I mean, she's certainly like talking to men in front of my daughter. Like she's clearly like spending a lot of time on her phone and her computer in front of Avery.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just I'm on the phone in front of my kids and they don't know if I'm on Tinder or I'm playing Words with Friends. Like I don't like.
Right. But I guess if she said.
Okay. But Avery's the one who told me that her mother had been talking to men.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's hear from her.
Let's get Jessica. Jessica?
Yay.
Sounds like this is the divorce that just keeps going, huh?
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. Yeah. Like, I mean, you all are already talking about exactly what's been going through my head. Like, we're no longer together. This is not Eric's business. And he's the one that wanted the divorce in the first place because he wanted to see other women.
Well, is that what he told you? Because I think divorce can happen for a lot of reasons. It's not always like, I want to divorce you because I want to go, you know,
there's
bang
that
it
girl
out
in the lobby.
Fair. No, I mean, it wasn't the exclusive theme, but it was among the things that he wanted out of a divorce.
Sure.
So, okay. I don't know why you're bringing that. Are you saying, like, because he wanted out, he has no say in your daughter's life?
No, of course that's not what I'm saying, but he has no say in my dating life.
I would be with her on this. Once a breakup happens, like the other person who broke up with you doesn't get to be like, but not that one or like, not this, you know.
I think they do have a say because especially if there's kids involved.
And the kids makes it more complicated, but.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But not too much of a say,
yeah,
sir.
Hold on, Eric.
I mean, okay. How many people has.
Can I clear something up, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, but so Eric's making it sound like there are men over at the house, and that's not true. Avery has not met a single man that I have talked with.
Okay.
Has not met him. Okay.
But do you think, I this is such a weird thing, because I guess you just don't realize how perceptive your kids are.
Yeah.
There are times where you're just like, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, there's no way they see what app I'm on, but maybe they do.
And like, 3-year-olds especially get real curious.
You got games on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, why do you keep swiping men's
faces?
They hear
everything you say.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. And I think that's exactly why Eric's hearing about this from Avery is because it's unusual, actually. You know, like, it's very rare. My focus is on her when she's home. It's not on my phone. And so she's like very curious when I am. But it's pretty... It's not very often, but that's why she's, like, you know, talking to her dad about it.
That actually makes
I mean, she sees it enough that she'd wanted to talk to me about it. That should be concerning.
Yeah, and it is, it's weird for Avery. I don't blame Avery at all, but it's weird for Eric to have Avery come to him and go, what's going on with mom? And he's like, I don't know. Right? I mean,
right.
That's...
Yep. Yeah, why are you asking about, like, what do you want, Eric, other than her to be celibate? Like, what do you want?
I want her to not be doing it in front of Avery, okay? Like I just want her to, I don't know, to not be talking about it in front of Avery so much that Avery approaches me about it.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
kind of fair. Yeah.
And you say, like, Jessica, you say that you're totally focused on her when you're together, but like, I'm not buying that because Avery told me that you're on your phone and your computer all the time messaging like guys.
You're relying on a 3-year-old to be your primary source of information.
Yeah, they can't lie.
Don't put her in that position.
I feel like we're literally witnessing why they split up.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Eric, is that all you have?
What do you mean, is that all I have?
I guess I mean, like, just the word, like, if she sees, if Avery sees her mom on the phone, are you not shoving that narrative? It sounds like this is confirmation bias. Like you're sitting here going, Avery told you she's on dating apps, and now
look, it's like there is more. I know that there's one guy that she's been talking to a lot.
Okay.
Oh,
what? And
I know Avery has seen it because that's the name that she mentioned.
What's the name? Do we want the name? We don't want the name.
Yeah, we want the name.
Jessica, what about Brian?
What? How do you know about... You didn't learn about that through Avery.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I learned about it, so what about him?
How?
I don't understand why this would be any of your business. Like, if it's...
Thank you.
Tim or Chad or Mark...
And if Avery hasn't met any of them...
How would she know his name?
Then how does Avery know Brian's name?
You didn't get that through Avery, you liar. What is going on? Are you spying on me?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you're just not going to say it. You're not going to tell. Like, you have been talking to him a lot, haven't you?
Yes, but that does not affect you. I mean, I don't owe you any answers about this, Eric.
Okay.
I don't know how much longer we should let this go on. Yeah.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I'm legit uncomfortable. Eric, did you get that information honestly through Avery or some other means?
No, I didn't get it from Avery, but it doesn't matter. I just want to hear about it.
How did you get it?
Just I am Brian, so I want to hear like who.
What?
What do you mean you are Brian? Nope. I think we stop this one. What do you mean, are you catfishing your ex-wife? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if it counts as catfishing, I wanted to talk to her, and obviously we have like too much baggage to talk without there being stuff.
Okay. Somebody give me some advice, because I don't know what we
about it.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay, hold on, you
Everyone
two.
Just hang tight. 303-222-5423.
I'm shook, truly.
Yeah, Avery can't read. How would she know?
Obviously, he's...
Yeah. I don't think Avery had anything to do with it.
Obviously, but here's what I don't understand. I don't want to get down in the weeds on this, but you can't fake a date. Like, you could.
Yeah, totally.
But Aaron...
What?
You were on the dating sites.
Yeah.
Would you mess around with a boy without a blue check mark?
Yeah.
No, you would not.
At least message, yeah.
Some
Meeting
boys
up,
are
maybe.
So dumb.
Yeah.
That they're like, what does it mean to verify? And I don't know, Eric's kind of giving me a little bit dumb vibes. Sorry, Eric.
So he wanted a divorce.
But he
they
wanted
did
to
a
talk
divorce,
to her.
And now he's talking to her on the side.
But I can't figure out, like, what he said. I wanted to talk to you, and obviously, about what? What are you accomplishing here?
Let me talk to him. I'm going to see.
Okay. We're going to talk to them a little bit more and get your calls. Let me just ask this, because I got a divorce when my kids were older. Is there a protocol for like you can't even be on a dating site when you got a 3-year-old? Is that really a thing? Like, what are the rules? Should she just not even swipe during her week with Avery?
I don't know. But I certainly don't think the rules are catfish your ex-wife.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know for sure.
This is a very strange question, but does anybody else need to shower right now?
It kind of sounds like you're asking if we want to do it together.
We don't have to do it together. Yeah. Okay. Is Eric right in asking his wife to not be swiping when she's in the presence of the daughter? Like, how do I even ask that question
like
with a straight face?
Was this like, I'm going to prove you're swiping, or?
I don't know if it's the hopeless romantic in me, but maybe he's like, wants to get back together. I don't know.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate. I don't know what we're in the middle of.
Catfish debate.
Okay, Eric, I know you're here. Tiak, do you want to continue this? I mean, like...
They want to...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let me do the previously on thing.
Oh yeah, you gonna feel good doing this?
No.
Perfect.
No. Okay, you do it then.
Okay. Eric called to tell his ex-wife Jessica that he's a catfish and he doesn't want her dating other people, even though the other person is him. Question mark?
Okay, so
yeah, you can do it better.
The Great Mate Debate is a divorce couple that was supposed to be about. He doesn't want her dating in front of their very young toddler, 3-year-old. Right. And then he asks her, what about Brian? And she's like, how do you know about Brian? Blah, blah, blah. And the last thing I think we let him say was, I'm Brian. And it was like, because he wanted, and then, well, no, he did say, because I want, with all the crap between us, I wanted to be able to talk to you.
Yes.
Eric, do you want to, like, what do you want to say now? Like, what?
Yeah, cool. I mean, let me just come in and, like, tell you, like, how I started talking to her again, and...
Well, I don't know if it's again, if she didn't know if it was you. I just want to put that out
there. That's very true.
Like, you weren't talking to her. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You were talking to her. She thought she was talking to Brian.
She wasn't talking to you. You were talking to her.
Correct. So, how did that happen?
So, I have a coworker whose name is Brian, who was on the dating apps and had seen her on the dating apps.
And you had him match her?
Yeah, I mean, he let me know that that was, like, happening. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so not ready for that. And he was like, look, if you want to get some stuff off your chest, you can use my account.
And no. Brian. Yeah, let's find Brian and get him on the phone so we can rip him a new one.
Okay. So they matched, and Jessica, are you comfortable with all this?
Oh my God, I'm vibrating. I'm so mad right now.
Okay.
Understandably so.
And what's your end, what was your end game, Eric? Like, you're trying to...
What was the reason?
Yeah, what they, you said you, like, you wanted to talk to her, but, like, you're not you, so you can't go, like... Wasn't your husband a really good guy? Like, what do you, what's your, like, I'm trying
wasn't
to figure
your
out
your husband really handsome?
Yeah, I don't, like, what are you doing? What do you want?
I mean, we've just got, her and I, we've got a lot of, like, baggage right now, you know, like, and I think that just, like, getting to talk to her in a simpler way felt really nice.
In a simpler way. Oh my God. So I pulled up, you know, now I'm like, oh my God, what did I say to him? And he's asking me things about, like, my dating life, for example.
So
that feels kind of gross, though, because it almost feels controlling.
It's extremely gross.
I didn't mean it like that. It came out of just a place of, like, wanting to talk to, like, someone who I care about.
So you were lonely.
I haven't gotten to, like, talk to you in that way in a very long time.
If you wanted to have a real conversation, just try being kind and direct. That's the thing that's been missing.
In your divorce or in your marriage?
In both things. I mean, in our communication. Like, he does stuff like this. He thinks that's easier than trying to have an honest conversation where he keeps his temper in check.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. I mean, like, I didn't mean to, like, have this be a whole thing. I just...
What did you think was going to happen?
That's all I want. That's all. Like, I want to put him on hold and move on with all of our lives, but I need to understand your motives. Like,
do you still have feelings for her? Is that, or did you just miss...
Of course I do. Yeah, of course I do.
Then why did you divorce her, fool?
Of course you do, and you're choosing to communicate that through someone else?
Well, it's not easy to say that, like, you know, it's so cliche to be like, oh, you know, distance makes you stronger or whatever. But, like, here I am feeling like I do wish that we were still together, obviously.
Wow.
Okay. Should we be done?
What does Jessica feel? I feel like she should get a chance to respond to this.
Do we have a match? Like, that's not...
Yeah.
I just wish that Eric had said any of this stuff to me directly, because now it just feels like I can't trust somebody who would do that.
Okay, nope, we're not doing that.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
Let's hang on, because hang on. Yep. I wanted to ask her a question, but it's impossible. I was wondering if she liked Brian.
Well, I think that's why she was talking to
him.
So then she just found out.
How confusing would that be?
Yeah.
Well, and especially if the reason for the divorce was he wanted to sleep with someone else, and so she's not getting the attention that she needs, and so she's finding it from Brian. Oh, it's not Brian. It's her ex-husband who left to go get attention from someone else. Like, absolutely not.
He did the classic guy, like the don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yes.
Classic man who's like, oh, wait.
Now that I can't have you.
It isn't better out there. It sounds like he needed to learn how to be a husband.
Or be Brian.
Or be Brian.
Are we satisfied with our care?
I don't know. We
now have to move on.
Hit the button. Just whatever. I don't know.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105. 9.
Aries. Calm down.
We're literally fighting right up until the end of the song.
It's so terrible. All three of you are Aries.
Yeah.
It's a lot in this
room.
You're
a Taurus. That's also a bull.
I know, but I'm more sophisticated.
He's the gentle bull in the room. Hey,
you
guys.
Know, I almost said he's the oldest in the room, forgetting that Slacker is older, just less mature.
Guess what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's time for news or no. I wonder who's singing by yourself.
News. No.
Oh,
no, Lever.
Lever. Oh, sorry.
Lever.
News. No.
Our only real hope.
I thought you meant just on the deep part. No. Sorry.
Such bad hazing.
Or that no. was...
Well, that was a train wreck.
It's the Aries show. This is where we give you news, and if somebody doesn't like it, they can always say nope. And nobody's used one this week.
I just wanted to clarify for people who didn't understand that our three birthdays, Slacker, myself, and Aaron, are what, all within 4 days?
Within 4 days.
5 days. So.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Is that right?
That's why we're saying that.
28, 29, first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Breaking news. Oh, ooh. I'm sorry. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Breaking news. Selena Gomez has revealed her surprising biggest crush from when she was 5 years old.
When she was five.
She was on Barney.
That's true. She was on Barney.
So who else was
she
on?
She was on.
Is it Barney?
No, she was on an episode of Goat Talk. I don't know. So she was on some podcast.
Cookie Monster?
C is for Cookie.
Why?
That's good. Why are we so off the rails today?
So it was
obviously
program.
Ice Cube.
What?
Yes.
What?
She revealed she had a really big crush on Ice Cube when she was a child. And I'd like to say, how did she even know who Ice Cube was at 5 years old?
Was he on a show by then?
She said.
Was he on Law and Order?
No, that's Ice-T.
That's Ice-T.
Ice Cube was probably in a couple movies by then, but he was more of a...
He was on Fridays or something?
Like, Fridays would have been out. But
She wasn't watching Fridays.
Well, that's why I was trying to think of what year Are We There Yet came out. Because he was in that.
I think that was late. That would have been later, I think.
She was probably 12.
It's so weird talking about this. It's so weird, but I just thought he would protect me.
Oh.
Huh. It's giving daddy issues.
Do you know?
Maybe she bumped a lot of NWA in her dressing room on the Barney set. I don't know.
Do you know who your 5-year-old crush was?
Yeah, Mufasa.
Oh my god, that's right. You have wanted to sleep with cartoon characters for a really long time.
I don't have a clue. It was probably like Jesse McCartney or something.
Yeah. Him too.
Really?
Yeah.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, Aaron Carter. The episode where he kissed Hillary Clinton.
Really?
McGuire.
Yeah.
Wait, why not
what did
the
you
other
say?
One?
Mary Kate Olsen. Was my crush.
Right, and what about Ashley?
Mary-Kate was a sporty one.
Of course.
You could tell?
I thought we would. Yeah, they were on some show that I used to watch where she was the sporty one and Ashley was like the real girly one, and I was like, I think the sporty one is for me.
They also would
and
do
I married
the
a very girly girl, so I was just wrong. But Mary-Kate, if you're listening, I don't know.
You're married.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is the end of the road for an iconic Simpsons character.
They're killing someone?
Where is it?
Because they got rid of, they got, I think they got rid of the 7-Eleven dude,
Apu,
right?
I think they did.
Because it's pretty offensive to do that accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else could be going away?
I saw this, so I'm out.
Okay. I don't know.
Thank you for the honesty.
Yeah. I also don't watch The Simpsons.
I don't either, but it's been around for forever.
Like, there's a character on The Simpsons that every once in a while Aaron imitates, and it makes me really happy.
No, it's not him.
Oh, my nephew looks my nephew looks like that kid.
No.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that? Oh my God, I just spit
He's
everywhere.
Not old enough to know.
Okay, who's dying on The Simpsons?
Marge.
What?
What?
What'd they
or
do?
Or is she? We don't know. It's a cliffhanger.
What
I
are
guess.
You talking? There's they no way they're getting rid of Marge.
Yeah, it shows a glimpse of her funeral.
Maybe it's a glimpse into the future.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, because there's like a headstone even too that says Marge and I don't know.
Is that actress wanting out? They've been doing this for like...
I think it's the longest running, like, I don't know specifics, cartoon show or something.
Yeah, why would you want out?
It's just mailbox money. You just go talking with your weird voice.
Maybe she can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Wow. While the main voice cast of The Simpsons is largely the same as when the show began, I was going to say whatever they've replaced her before, but I guess not.
No, it's been her the
so
whole
technically,
time.
Yes, she is dead, but the majority of the episode takes place in the future, so don't know.
We
but
don't
it's
know
been,
if she's dead in the future.
Been renewed
or
for season 40.
Ugh. Time to wrap it up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We don't always do birthday shout-outs on the show. But
in
I
fact,
feel
we
like,
never do. Okay,
but I feel like today is unique because there are a lot of birthdays today.
Is this your way to get a whole bunch of things, stories in all together?
No, it's not. I'm not okay. Aaron.
Rude.
This starting off with...
Good evening.
Did you just... You can nope him.
No, I just...
Okay.
No.
Friend of show, Ryan Tedder.
Yeah.
It's his birthday?
46 today.
Happy birthday, Rye Guy.
So does Derek Jeter.
Oh.
Okay.
Nick Offerman.
Oh, my dog's named after him. Ron Swanson.
Oh.
I was like your dog's name is neither Nick nor Offerman. Okay.
For Slacker, Aubrey Plaza. Her birthday's today. She's
Aubrey
41.
Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman have the same birthday?
They do.
Weird.
I have more. Jeanette McCurdy. From,
okay,
hold on. Can we go back
Carly.
To Aubrey Plaza?
I was doing because they were on Parks and Rec together.
Yeah.
Not right. Just because they're famous.
Oh. But here's the other thing. Aubrey Plaza, I know her husband passed, right?
Correct.
Do you guys think I have a shot?
No.
Who's else?
What? Why? No. Wait. Can you, like, why couldn't
she's
I?
Too cool for you.
She also is famous.
Yeah, but maybe she's gonna slum.
She doesn't live in Denver.
I know, but she'd move here for me.
No,
she could be a Denver girl.
Yeah,
I feel like T-Hack wants to keep giving us birthdays.
There's just a couple more.
Okay, yeah.
Today is Ariana Grande's 32nd birthday,
which is crazy because again, you just said Jeanette McCurdy. That was Kat and Sam
on Nickelodeon.
So right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what is
what you
going
were saying.
On?
There's more.
I don't know. And lastly, Jacob Elordi. Also turns 28 today.
Wow.
Another famous person. And there's more on the list. Like there's Iman Shumpert. There's NBA players. It's just weird. Like why today?
It's also my mom's birthday.
Oh, she's...
Enough with the birthday shout outs.
Fun fact. You can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I've committed like a sin.
Oh, boy.
It's actually not that serious, but I nearly did something that I think would be really bad.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, well, let's find out if it's true. What a
tease. I smelled it the second you walked through the door.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Hey. He who smelt it dealt it.
So it is. We went to the Rockies game.
Yeah.
And I was getting dressed this morning.
And where are you from?
I'm not from Los Angeles, but that is all part of it. So I'm from California. Yeah, I
told
lived
you.
In
Call
LA.
It.
Here's the thing. I have grown up hating the Dodgers because I was a Giants fan. And the Giants and the Dodgers, I mean, like, so badly that I think someone died once from that. Dark. But as I was getting dressed, I put on this cute white t-shirt and a cute blue skirt.
Yeah. No,
and I looked in the mirror and I was like,
Nope, you can't do that.
I was wondering, how bad would it have been?
We would have beat you up.
Yeah, we would probably abandon you by a dumpster somewhere in Lodo. Don't you think? We were like,
I don't know, because I've been in the same position several times with my dad where we've gone to see games. Well, you're saying you're not rooting for the Dodgers?
Absolutely not. I just almost wore that because it felt like a neutral palette. Who owns purple?
No, you're right, but Rockies, you can also get by with black.
Black, gray, white.
Lavender accessories. I do not own
purple clothes.
Purple clothes. And I went searching and came up empty-handed.
Well, here's.
Well, I've been to several games with my dad where we were cheering for the team that was on the road. Like he's a Twins fan, so we used to go to Chicago and go to the White Sox because they were like the closest, and they played the Twins,
right?
And we'd wear all our Twins gear and get screamed at the whole time. So
I remember wearing Rockies stuff. We went to Boston and saw them play. There
and
I was
Fenway,
the only
and you wore Rocky stuff.
Totally.
Oh, those Boston people will F you up.
I was
but
fine.
Also, the Rockies aren't that good. Yeah, so no. Did they care?
And they just all laughed at me.
Yeah. They went, it sucks to be a fan of that. Sorry. I love the Rockies.
Let me explain to you how bad, because I've been in this situation.
Okay.
What do I wear?
Black.
Do you know any football? Do you know who's in the AFC West with the Denver Broncos?
No?
The Raiders. And if I go out in public,
Raiders.
I'm wearing gray jeans and a black shirt, and I've rolled into a Broncos game, especially in the winter. What color's my coat? Anybody want to take a guess? It's
not,
black.
It's certainly not. I was about to say blue. Orange.
It's not. I don't own it. What? Oh my God. Me and orange.
You and orange. Not a good combo.
I'm not a big sports fan, but I have something for the Rockies, for the Avs, for the
you
Broncos.
Do?
I've never been to an NFL game in my life. I have stuff for the Broncos. Like, why would you not? You're born and raised here. Why do you not have
stuff? Because their colors suck. Their colors suck.
All the colors suck. I agree. All of them. All of them. Even the Avs. It's like
watch
a weird
it.
Maroon and blue.
I hate
the Nuggets. I love the Nuggets, and they need to go back to the baby blue and yellow. Like the
what
new
are
colors.
They right
the baby
now?
Blue was awesome.
Yeah, it's like navy and red and blue.
And they're closer to your team in San Francisco.
I was going
to
say that sounds like Warriors.
They're very Warriors. They're very that yellow with the blue, and it's like it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you, Broncos fans will beat the living pee out of you if you look like a Raiders fan.
Okay, well, the good news is I hate the Raiders, and I'm aware of it now because I thought today, Dodgers fans are so scary. Oh, yeah. Wait. But they would have thought I was one of them. So I guess I would have been fine.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Yay! I know you probably don't want to say what your last name is, but wait, are you a traditionalist? Are you, when you get married? By the way, guys, Eric is engaged.
Yay. Sure am.
Oh my God!
It's been a minute since
she holds her hand up. I wish, please. Oh my God!
I'll post it.
It's the Pavlovian. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't. I got that better about not doing it, but.
Oh my God!
She's clean. So
did you
have you sized it yet?
No, it still has the little thing on it.
Do you get that done after you get the band then, or?
I don't actually know. This is my first time.
Yeah. Slacker?
Would you like me to walk you through the process?
Yeah, he's got a punch card.
He proposed on your birthday?
My fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who else you would have been asking about.
Moron!
Why?
Oh, dude. What an idiot.
I don't think he's a moron, but I wouldn't have liked that. Also, because my birthday's April Fool's Day. So
that's dark.
Oh. It has to do with the law for when you guys get a divorce. If he gave you a ring on a random Tuesday, then it's like the ring is sort of the contract, but he gave it to you on your birthday, then
so
you can go
gift.
Like, that
it's
was a gift. That's my ring now.
The good news is I don't think we're gonna have to deal with that. So
no one ever does.
Yeah. She's writing it down though, just in case.
That's not even what we were gonna talk about.
Okay. We're talking about last names.
Yeah.
I am a bit of a traditionalist.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I know that it's an antiquated thing, but it's like, if we're getting married, like, you're going to take my name.
And why do you feel so entitled to that?
Well, I did have a dad who's kind of like a farm dad, and it's like, your kids are going to be my name. It's like, you're carry that lineage on, you know?
Right, so, and like, your son has your last name.
Yes.
Oh, your daughter does too.
So does my ex-wife.
Still.
It's a weird thing with kids that you have to think about, but like, what? She doesn't want to be
a different name than her
Ms.
kids.
Whatever.
Than her kids.
Up, yeah. That makes sense.
My mom kept my last name, or me and my siblings' last name, until she got remarried. Then she took her husband's last name. We're also all grown, so it's not like picking us up from school or anything.
It's just weird at daycare.
And they're married, like, so they have new last names now.
All my sisters. Yeah, that's true. And the last sister to relinquish.
But are you going to relinquish? Because you seem like a real modern, progressive, cutting edge. Like, you don't have to take his name.
Thank you so much. I am in a lot of ways, but I think it means a lot to my fiance that I would take his last name.
Does anyone want to do it? Or
yeah, why does he feel so entitled to that?
He did not ask. So I told him very early on dating, actually, when I think about it, I'm like, and who did I think I was telling him I will take your last name? And it meant a lot to him that I told him that I would be open to it.
Even though his last name is Ratchet.
It's not Ratchet, and how dare you? It's
No, I thought his last name was actually Ratchet.
No. He has a unique Erica Ratchet. Last name.
Okay.
It's not what I pictured for my future.
You have a cool last name right now.
Right, we don't say my last name either.
No.
I've got a good last name.
You do have a very good...
It's a strong name. You know what, though? I'm thinking about getting it tattooed on me somewhere.
That's
as like
cute.
A...
Really?
You should do it on like the bottom of your foot.
Like a Toy Story?
Yeah, or like Barbie. Or you have...
would tickle so much. That would not
I don't
go
think
well.
It would tickle. It's still a needle going wop, 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 wop.
You like, get over it.
I'm tatted. I don't know if you forgot.
Oh my God, like, I forgot you have a dot on your wrist.
I don't know. Like, I think that when it's a choice of whether or not you're going to take your husband's last name or your partner's last name, then it's a choice. But if I started dating him or we got engaged and he goes, okay, and now you're going to be Mrs. Enter last name here, then that's different. But I made the choice.
Because I just saw this couple that did something kind of dope and I think it might be the wave of the future. They're at the altar and they rock, paper, scissors.
What?
It feels too important for that.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. What? How cool is that?
You've got to have equal names to do that. You can't have one terrible one and one good one. And
he lost.
Like, you've got to be like Smith and Johnson.
Yeah.
It's Jones if you're going with Sorry, she just watched a schlong video before we started this break.
I thought Johnson's a really common last name.
No, I thought it was Jones. It's like, it's Smith and Jones are the like.
No.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
look
fine.
At common names. It's Smith and Jones.
Okay, hey, anyway. So yeah, if you're Smith and Jones and you're at the altar, who cares?
Well, yeah.
Because there's a million people out there with your same last name. Now with my fiance, I don't know how many people there are with his last name.
I would say not many wanted to keep it. I would say they were throwing.
You are so mean.
No, I'm not saying. He's got to know. Like if your last name was like Tinkle or.
Okay, his last name's like, not Tinkle.
But it's
according to the U.S. Census, there were 412 people with the last name in the U.S. in 2010.
Of my fiance's last name?
Yes.
412? That's a reason to carry it on. 412?
There's only 400 people left with that name.
This was in 2010.
So probably less now. They've died. Yeah. Sorry, I'm screaming.
Add one to the number.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy, I think we're going to divide this room up. Somebody, if you go out to dinner together, like this is a great example in this room. Because like if we all went out to dinner and I have like four drinks.
Uh-huh. Normal night.
That's pretty light night.
Yeah.
Honestly, compared to that most recent time that we went out.
I went to Ocean Prime last night.
You did?
I did. And it was brought up.
Because stop. I think that I was gone.
You were legendary. They were making, I think you don't realize how much Sauvignon Blanc you had that night.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, it was legend. So much so that the next time we went there, they were like, Utah, Sauvignon Blanc. They remembered
that. Oh, no,
that.
I'm talking about that time.
Oh, yeah.
When they're also amazing. I love them over there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so anyway, all go
I have a bunch of drinks. T-Ack is his normal teetotaler self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a Coke.
Then I ordered like a sushi roll or whatever, and he doesn't really eat that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then the bill comes, and let's pretend we're going to, like, everybody put their cards in. Does he do the, like... Well, I only had one thing.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. What?
It's so gauche to be out with your friends and go, hold on, let's split it for what we ate. Like when you're with your friends.
No, that's the norm. That's what me and my girlfriends will do.
That is by far the norm. No, it's just pay what you ordered.
No.
Why am I? I'm not having 17 drinks or 14 bottles of Sauv Blanc.
Then you shouldn't come out with me.
And if I'm the one who ordered, say I had six drinks over the course of this meal. If I'm the one who ordered that and I know that Erin sat next to me and literally did not have a drink, I would feel horrible if she's
so maybe I'll say I'll tip.
You
don't have to tip, but like, I don't want them. This is not about me. I know people are screaming at the radio going, you alcoholic, what do you want them to pay for you? It's like, it's about making that server go in there and do complex math. It's like, split it four ways.
Or done. It's just... This item went to Erin. This item went to Hack.
You got to say that up front.
You guys.
No. That's
someone pays for it, takes a photo of the check, texts it to the group, and everyone figures out.
Oh, my God. Who's got time for this?
For girls, dinners, brunches, all that. This is what we do.
So you guys have Venmo flying around between you?
Constantly.
See, and I lean a little more on your side, honestly, even as a guy who doesn't drink, because I feel like it's just... if you're amongst friends, and it's just easier, and it's... I agree. Gauche. It is a little weird. You don't want to be the guy to pull out a calculator. Is that a guy thing?
Yes.
Why would you ever inconvenience... pull out a calculator?
No, I'm saying...
To figure out what everyone owes. It's just like, I got it. You get the next one or whatever. Yeah.
Because I know this sounds like I'm talking about me in this instance where it's like I was the one who had the most. More often than not, I have the least. I have friends who are bigger than me, who have expensive tastes. And they all just get after an expensive appetizer or order a bottle of wine that I would have never ordered. And I'm like, here, I'm paying half of it. Like, you just do. It's what you do when you're with friends.
I also think it depends on restaurant or something. Because like what T-Hack said of I'll get the next one. My friends and I do that constantly when we go to lower places like Chipotle or Starbucks. It's like, this one's on me. You get the next one, whatever. Right. We don't keep track like that. But when we go to a sit-down restaurant, absolutely, I'm just paying for what I have where we're doing the Venmo
split. So do you tell the server up front? Because if you do that at the end, you are an a-hole. You
I
have to say separate checks
the
up front.
Server do it.
You do what you said. Take a picture of the thing. Here's why this got brought up in the first place. This, I don't know if this was an AITA or whatever. I the a-hole? Some people had agreed to pay for a surprise party.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, let's throw a surprise party for T-Hack. And it's like, we're going to split it? Yep. And then it's like, well, wait, I don't drink.
Right.
So the one person was like, why should I have to pay a third of it if I don't drink?
Yeah, because they've got a lot of alcohol and a lot of high-end alcohol, too, for the party, which makes that's what you would do.
But it's for you.
It's a surprise party.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't matter if you don't drink. You're buying a surprise party.
So this is like going on a bachelorette trip, which I've done a lot of.
I was just thinking that.
In those cases... I think that
you have to be careful what you say, because you know you're going to have one and you want to set the standard of who's paying for it.
Often the bride doesn't pay at all, so I'm not really thinking about that.
Gotta get that out there.
I think about my friends who are pregnant, we'll often leave them off the alcohol bill, but like if someone just goes, well, I didn't drink much, too bad.
Yeah, this last bachelorette party I went on, the maid of honor bought way too much alcohol. Like, we threw away a lot of it.
What?
But we still had to split it. And that's I was low-key pissed off. But it was like, nothing I can do. I'm going to split it. But this guy, if you're going into it saying, I'm not drinking, and not just, we didn't get to it, I'm on this guy's side.
It's not for him.
But it's for the party, and you're throwing the party.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. It's not about you at that moment. I'm paying for a third of this party. If I'm not going to do drugs, I'm not going to do the alcohol, or I'm gluten-free or whatever, and they got all the wrong pizzas or whatever, it doesn't matter.
That's interesting. You're gluten-free. So when it comes to like splitting groceries at something like a bachelorette party, do you go, well, I didn't eat any of that?
Well, luckily they did provide a lot of gluten-free options. So
I'm trying to think of all the bachelor parties I've been at.
Dudes never do what these guys are talking about.
It's different. It's just like, I'll go grab the alcohol.
Yes.
He'll go grab the food. And then the next day, it's kind of like, well, I haven't done anything yet, so I'll pay for this
bar. I got breakfast.
And we just all kind of know. Yeah. Like,
and you all know your responsibility.
Yeah.
You do not know what it's like to be a woman. I'm already working on a budget for mine. We got 9 months.
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Okay, I have a weird, I don't even, it's an etiquette question. I already know that I'm a failure as a parent when it comes to my son's graduation.
What? Why?
Because we didn't have a party.
But he didn't want one.
Right.
Did he get graduation photos?
Senior pictures?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Got you.
Let's get a look at the drive home. He did. He graduated. Okay. I tried with the senior photos. He did not want.
Well.
Oh.
I don't know that it's still a thing, you guys.
Did he do the picture where in the yearbook he'll be in like the, or he was in like the suit?
No. He just was in whatever polo he was wearing at Regis.
Just the regular school photo.
They didn't do like the girls in the drape and the guys in the suit?
I don't know. I haven't seen his yearbook.
Maybe also, you should look.
Slacker, keep in mind, she was on student council.
Oh my God.
So you're like horrifying Erica right now.
We also all, you had to, which now that I think about it, how did they enforce that? Everyone who graduated at my high school had the senior photo that was in the drape. The girls were in like the little.
I don't know what a drape is.
It's like a little, you didn't do that?
No.
Like a collar kind of for kind like of. Your
it's
grad.
Like an off the shoulder, like it looks like a dress.
Okay.
And then the boys are in like a suit, but it's really just a thing put over their clothes. It's not like a real suit jacket. Those were the photos we had as seniors in our yearbook.
Okay, who set that up?
Not me.
Oh, it was student council.
You have to go to
it was student council who set it up.
You have to go to a thing on your own, which is why I don't really know how this was enforced.
Really?
But we didn't, my school didn't do senior photos in the way I think you guys are talking.
Absolutely not.
We did a photo shoot next to a tree stump.
Yes.
What?
Will you turn your computer around so I can see it?
It's kind of like a sorority composite photo.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh my God. Why would you guys do that?
They're beautiful. I still think they're like lovely photos.
So no, we didn't do that. We didn't do senior photos and we didn't do a party. So now he wants one.
Oh, he wants a going away party.
Yes. He was like, can I do my graduation party now? And I'm like, no, but I could make it a graduation party. I mean, a going away party. Sorry. Yes. Going away party. Here's my question that I have for the room. Who comes to the, I don't know what this party is. Like, and I don't, okay. So he wants to invite some of his friends here. There's like 20 things I need to say all at once. First, when you think back to your friends in high school, do they know what your room looked like?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of Noah's friends have ever been to my house. Ever, ever.
Really?
It feels like I've failed him. So it's not my fault. Like, he just goes to a school that's 30 miles from our house.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
But so I'm like, Noah, you can't go to college. Like, you called Jace, one of your best friends. He's never seen your house. He's never been in your room.
He can call him his best friend because at this time, that is the best friend that he has.
But that's tragic, right?
Why don't they want to invite people to your home?
Because when they get together, they just go to family sports and golf. They just go to Top Golf and hit balls.
Okay, that's fine.
They go golf at Murphy Creek. They just do things that are kind of in between everybody's houses.
That's great.
But they've also never had sleepovers, right?
I don't think you do that in high school anymore.
Oh, that
as
was
boys?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, big time, especially after something like that, like golfing all day. And like, yeah, we're just going to go over to Kevin's.
Yeah. Eat pizza and like Doritos. Yeah.
No. So my son, his high school experience was not ideal. He loved it, but like, I feel like I failed.
Well, maybe it's just changing. It's not right. We had. Maybe that is the normal.
I think it's probably normal, but not if your school is 30 miles from your house.
Mm. Okay.
So my question is, do I just invite his friends who've never seen his house? Do I invite their parents? Like,
yeah.
Listen, these kids have never been to their house. I don't even know their parents' first names. Like, I don't know these people. So would you go to somebody's house where it's like, well, my kid knows their kid, but my kid's never been to their house. So like, why would I go? Like,
Treat it more like a graduation party where it's like, invite close friends and family.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you
do I invite you guys?
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. I've never met your son, so maybe not me.
I've been in his room.
Wait, me too.
Wait, have you really?
Yeah.
What?
You gave us a tour.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, Aaron. Okay.
That was
okay.
The first time.
Second time had to go through the window.
You have other adult friends.
So I invite my friends.
But they're kind of your
they
son's
all love
friends.
Noah. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, those are the kind of people who would come to his graduation slash going away party.
But then do I invite these people? Here's my problem. So I'm going to try to cater it and stuff, but like, do I plan on the front? Like, how do I guess how many people are going to come?
You ask for RSVPs?
No, people don't. I never RSVP. I just show
up. You are the worst. I know,
but grad parties are kind of like that because, well, normally they're all going on at weekend. Yeah, yeah. You pop in, you hit this one, you hit that one, then you go back to Kevin's. That was high school.
Have a sleepover.
Yeah. Okay, so what do I do? That's all I'm asking. Do I even invite these people or will they think I'm weird? It's like, you've made no effort to know me ever, and now you're inviting me to your house.
With the expectation that you might bring a gift.
Oh.
Is that what you're getting at? Like, there's that.
Thank you for, like, me not having to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, then it's weird. Invite the kids.
Then we're not bringing gifts.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, I've reached a moral crossroads, a dilemma. I have a thing.
Are you asking for help?
Yes.
Shocking.
Wait, you know, maybe I'm not asking you. Maybe I'm asking everyone but you.
Perfect.
Okay, here it is. It has been brought to my attention by some of the people in this room.
Oh, no.
In the past, and other people that I have divorce papers with, that I sort of have this standard that I assume everyone's going to live up to. And I'm not grateful very often, and I'm not complimentary very often.
And well, that's a problem.
Because it's just like, congrats on doing the show good today, TX. Like, that's your job.
Right. Yeah.
Like, do you need me to tell you great show? It's your job to do a great show.
Kind of sounds right now that you're saying that TX came to you and said, you haven't been very grateful and you haven't been very complimentary.
Like, when he's about 8 tequila lemonades in, he's like, so am I doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
Wait, do you really ask that?
All the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah,
constantly. I've accepted that I don't need him to tell me that.
That's great.
But I need him.
So I've kind of have been trying to find ways, because here's the problem. It's been happening for so long that I feel, therapy words, if I start, you guys won't believe it.
Or I'm going to panic. Or
no. Like, and then he's about to fire me.
Yep. Right.
I'm expecting the compliment sandwich.
Ooh.
So I guess one of my questions is, how does a person like me suddenly become like a grateful complimentary person without seeming disingenuous?
Well, why is a compliment sandwich bad? It's still 2-1. I would take it.
No, but if it's like, hey,
but the middle is real bad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We're just left with the middle right now. It's still better.
It's like a double stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel like you're terribly ungrateful.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm super ungrateful.
Now at work, I feel like you can get away with being like that. In your relationships,
having
a standard that no one can live up to, like, this is why, no offense, you're single.
Well, here's what it is.
There's some other reasons, to be fair.
Other reasons.
Let me say
this.
I have dated, one, married and whatever. I've dated very beautiful women. Okay. And I almost never tell them.
Oh.
Because it's just like, well, first off, I'm sorry. Beautiful women, you're tired of hearing it.
No. No woman is ever tired of hearing how wonderful.
Supermodels are like, I got it. I'm good looking. Ugh.
Yeah. If cool what it. You say to them is, hubba, hubba, yeah, what? That probably would get old.
What am I, 100?
Hey, your eyes just popped out.
Don't speak for the room.
Hubba, hubba,
I kind of like it. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm admitting that that's a problem for me. Like, if a girl walks up and she's a girl I'm dating and she's always pretty and she shows up at dinner and she's pretty, it doesn't occur to me to go, yep, you're still pretty.
No, you don't say that. You say, and like my fiance tells me at least once a day, either you look so cute, you look great, you look awesome, you're so pretty.
He does?
Oh, all the time.
But do you believe,
you just kind of roll their eyes.
Oh no, like all the time. Like I know it's sickeningly cute and sweet.
Oh, okay.
But I guess what I'm getting
at is, do
I believe
him? Yes.
But it feels disingenuous if he's just, it's like he's doing it because he thinks he has to.
Well, he doesn't do it when I look like a warthog. Like,
are you sure he doesn't?
You're a cute little warthog. Yeah. Sometimes he says like, that. You're so pretty without makeup on.
That feels like a...
He doesn't say it like that. But like if I'm like fresh out of the shower in my PJs.
Like you don't sweat much for a fat chick. Like that's
Oh my God.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
I'm not saying that to you, but it feels like one of those backwards, what do you call that? Backhanded compliment. Like,
yeah.
Wow, you even don't look bad with makeup, like without makeup. Like that's not a compliment.
I feel like you're just so jaded.
I know. That's why I'm here.
I get what you're saying, though, because I am a complimenter and I say it. And we've been married 9 years.
And it
does get to a point where you're like, I don't know. Do you
pretend
believe me?
We're on the phone.
But you still tell her. I do, but has it just become a crutch? And it's just like, and she goes, thank you.
You still love her. You guys are growing together and you still have those feelings.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't. What? Like, eventually it doesn't work.
So, like, you're going to a wedding. You're going to a dinner. I've been in this exact situation. And you just say,
she's dressed to the nines. And it just, she is beautiful.
And you go, huh.
No, I don't say, the point is, I don't say anything. And it's
you say, let's go.
Yes.
How would you feel?
I look good too. And she doesn't say anything.
Well,
and by the way, there is no she, but you know what I'm saying? It's like,
by the way, hypothetical she.
No, I'm saying, but I have dated since I've been divorced, and it's just like I remember she's in a red dress, she looked stunning, and it just never occurred to me to go, whoa,
to verbalize it.
I'm worried about you,
Erica. You said your fiance compliments you a lot. Do you think you compliment him the same amount?
Probably not the same amount, but like 85% there.
That's pretty good.
Like if we're going on a date, he always looks so handsome, and so I tell like he gets.
You say that
he
to
gets
him.
Ready. Oh my gosh! I'm like, or I'll be like, you look sexy. Like I just there's something about like a man who dressed up.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about it again.
No, I just Erica.
No,
like when you pull your hair back, it looks really good like that.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, why can't I? Okay, no. Why can't I say that to Erica? I'm not trying to sleep with her.
I truly think that you mean the
I
compliment.
Do mean that.
I don't know. It's your delivery. It's your tone.
Yes.
It's something.
It's because I'm so charismatic. It feels, you can feel the Guatemalan-ness like rolling off of me.
You just said you, no.
If you were like oozing charisma, I would be like blushing. Okay, here's the thing. You started this.
Look at her. She said it.
I'm looking for a friendly face in the room. I am being hit over the head with a baseball bat.
I have your answer. So you were saying that you're not very complimentary and you're not very good at like giving compliments. Those are the same thing.
Thanks for mansplaining.
At being grateful. Right. And you said in relationships and also at work. So we dealt with relationships and you need to tell the people you're dating that they look good sometimes.
Okay.
At work. It's probably
Aaron walked in and you said, you look really pretty. That happened today. And what was the first thing I said?
Girl talk.
I'm like, you've never told me, and like, you've never told me I look handsome. You never told me like when I was losing weight, no, you didn't come like, oh wow, you're losing weight. Like you didn't say anything.
Also that can get offensive. So
why?
That one gets a little tricky.
It does.
For sure. I would never want to compliment someone's weight unless I for sure know that they are trying to lose weight. I'm not going to assume anything.
Because what? It could be cancer?
What if they're sick? What if they're so stressed out that they're dropping weight and they don't want to? What if they're trying to build muscle?
Or what if they're like, wow, so before I looked awful?
No, see, but that's you projecting two other things. It's like...
It has happened to me, though. I saw a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time. I'm like, you lost a lot of weight. And he's like, I've been so stressed, man. Aww. And then I was like, oh...
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but you look great. So,
yeah.
Like,
but that was a dude, right?
It was a dude. Of course. Yeah, I wouldn't
say that. Here's the point I'm trying to make. It's probably inappropriate at any point in the workplace to lead with compliments about looks. But you were saying.
Why?
Because we're in the workplace.
So we don't. Okay. Let's pretend we have a regular job.
I know.
We do not have a regular job.
But you.
TX is wearing a baseball cap. He never wears hats.
Right.
And I'm like. God, you look good in that hat.
He's so proud.
And I am blushing. Thank you.
Why can't you say that?
Do you
think he looks good in the hat?
Yeah, I can agree with you. I think it's weird if I'm like, T-hack, whoo-hoo. I can't whistle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you can't whistle?
Hold on.
Sidebar. What? Okay, yep.
I can whistle a little bit.
Yep, you're listening to a grown-ass woman on the radio.
Like, just, can't do great. Okay.
I can't whistle either.
Oh
What?
Try.
Ooh, a little.
Go in. Go in. Go in like that.
That makes you just feel lightheaded.
Don't take this the wrong way. Your hole is too big.
Oh boy.
That's probably my fault.
Yeah. Now Slacker does say that to me.
Okay.
Okay.
The point I'm still trying to make is you said that sometimes vodka lemonades in, Tiak will be like, so am I doing a good job?
Yes.
Those are the compliments that every once in a while you should probably lead with, or your gratitude for each of us who, you know, make the Slacker Show pretty good.
Oh my God. You know I don't like it being called the Slacker Show.
But it is. So why don't, you know, maybe sometimes we get good ratings back, we have a video do well, like just show gratitude for those. And then you don't have to say, and by the way, T-Hack, okay, you look like banging today.
Okay, but let me just ask you this. Wait, don't you think you get to a point? So I guess what bothers me is like, if you ever walked into like a nice store in Cherry Creek?
No.
Somebody has and like you're with a girl or whatever and they walk up, I'm like, oh my God, I love your nails. And it's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Or they're just scanning your body to go, what's the thing I should, like, it's not a real compliment. They know that if they compliment you, now you're friends and they're trying to get something.
I like to think that when people compliment me, they mean it.
Yeah.
I know you like to think that, but like.
I compliment people all the time. I will be that person and find someone or something on someone that I compliment.
But then isn't that a little bit.
She doesn't want anything.
But is it because as a guy, we know when the server touches your shoulder, she's just.
I know what she's doing.
Right. She doesn't actually like you, but do you guys not
have
that?
It's a prompt. It's a physical prompt. Yeah. So like.
Just because I found something in that second doesn't mean that it's not true.
Yeah. But maybe women to men, a little different when they want a tip.
Okay. So because we have different jobs, this is the moment. Teach me how to compliment by each of you complimenting me.
Okay, no.
I'll do it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of someone who did something that I have done before and I got away with it, so I'm kind of concerned.
She's tattling on herself. And I've got a story that is just bananas.
Oh God. If that's a pun.
It totally
I'm leaving. Is. I'm leaving if that's a pun.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Connecticut.
Ah, come on.
What do they sound like?
They sound like I don't even know where Connecticut is.
The weirdest thing
is. I started responding and then I was like, where is Connecticut?
Isn't it New England-y?
That's what I was thinking. Was Yankees.
Okay.
Isn't Carrie Bradshaw from Connecticut? Okay, anyways. Man of Connecticut.
This part of the show, I want anybody listening, I just want you to know that Stupendously Stupid Stories is typically the shortest thing that we do on the show.
Not anymore.
But not when we're this far off the rails.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
All right. Well, a man in Connecticut was recently stopped. He was pulled over by police.
Okay.
He was driving. And he was kind of swerving, showing signs of impairment.
Yeah.
I have not done this. This is not what I referred to.
I was like, hello?
Troopers are outside.
Yeah. No, so they pulled him over. Cops walk up to the door and they see open containers.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Oh, sorry. No. And so police are like, hey, what's going on? And the guy said, yeah, he pulled over to chug a beer. So he was honest. And most of the time, that gets you out of a ticket. And that's what I was referring to, be honest.
Oh.
She's been honest. She wasn't chugging beers on the side of the road. Yeah.
I wasn't driving. Technically.
What? Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
So he did chug a beer before they took him to jail?
Yep.
That's real smart.
Good
okay
for him.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got a story that's out of South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, that's much better.
It's like Dimba. Yes, Dimba. It's very Australian, but like
but
a little.
Also,
it's
touch British.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of like a hodgepodge.
Like, try to know.
Gonna try.
Okay. Nope, we probably should.
Trevor Noah, you're so right. Yeah. Okay, so in South Africa, there was a security firm dispatched to a house. They were responding to several panic alarms in this home.
Oh, boy.
It was not what they expected when they got there. So they arrived to the scene, everything is calm, and the owner is like, oh, no, we're good. The monkey had gotten hold of the alarm. Monkey. The monkey.
The South African just, home had a monkey.
You know, happened to get hold of the alarm remote control and was going and going and going at the panic button. So the monkey actually fled the scene with the device and continued to trigger that panic alarm until he was out of range.
Oh my God.
He's still on the loose.
Go ahead, make your bananas joke again.
Isn't that bananas?
All right.
Those.
Go ahead. Somebody's got to end this piece
of
hell.
The stupid people we could find for today. I think that's my first one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.